It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels will become Purdue University's next president. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers reports.
Daniels will stay in office until his term as governor ends in January. Before being elected governor in 2004, he served as the director of the Office of Management and Budget under former President George W. Bush. Putting politics aside, Daniels says he's focused on his new role.
The balance of this calendar year, I will use the time not consumed by my current duties to begin this process of earning by learning. Effective immediately, I will recuse myself from any partisan political activities or commentary.
Daniels dashed GOP hopes last year when he said he wouldn't enter the presidential race. He acknowledges that he doesn't have the same type of experience as most leaders in higher education, but he says he has spent most of his life learning from those in academia. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
The leader of the Indiana House and the Republican who hopes to replace Mitch Daniels as governor are both praising Purdue's selection. Republican House Speaker Brian Bozeman says Daniels is uniquely qualified to build on Purdue's tremendous faculty and international reputation. Bozeman has a Purdue engineering degree and says he's thrilled with the Daniels pick. GOP gubernatorial candidate Mike Pence says he expects Daniels' leadership will benefit Purdue and help create new economic opportunities for the state. Indiana University President Michael McRobbie says he looks forward to working with Daniels to help the state's two largest universities continue to grow and succeed. The Illinois budget news just keeps getting worse. The Auditor General says the overall state budget deficit passed the $43 billion mark last year. 5 years earlier, the deficit was less than $19 billion. The report today from Auditor General William Holland looks at all state government assets and liabilities. It's a broader picture than the annual budget, though the report is also a year out of date. It does show some improvement in the state's main account. The deficit in the General Revenue Fund shrank to $8.1 billion, a drop of $700 million. Holland says the state's overall deficit of $43.8 billion is easily the worst in the nation. A Cook County judge has agreed to consolidate two lawsuits challenging Illinois' ban on gay marriage. Judge Moshe Jacobius said today lawsuits filed last month by the American Civil Liberties Union and Lambda Legal now will be just one case. The lawsuit represents 25 Illinois same-sex couples. It names Cook County Clerk David Orr, who actually supports gay marriage but is in charge of issuing marriage licenses. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan and Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez have refused to defend the 16-year-old ban, which defines marriage as between a man and a woman. They agree with plaintiffs that it violates the Illinois Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Gay marriage opponents say someone has to defend the ban, and they are strategizing over how to intervene. The Obama administration has announced that 300,000 Illinoisans will benefit from nearly $62 million in rebates from insurance companies due to a provision in the Affordable Care Act. The law requires insurance companies to spend at least 80% of the premiums they collect on medical care and quality improvement, or return the difference to consumers and employers by August 1st. The administration says the Illinois rebates will average $380 for the families covered by policies not meeting the standard. Some will go to individuals, some to employers. Individual policyholders owed a rebate will either get a check, a reimbursement to their credit card account, or see a reduction in future premiums. As elected officials continue to criticize Governor Pat Quinn's decision to close the Supermax prison in TAMS and other correctional facilities, at least one group is enthusiastic about the change. Brian Mackey reports.
Quinn frames his decision to close TAMS Correctional Center in deep southern Illinois as a budget issue. He says it costs three times as much to house an inmate there than any other state prison. Critics of the move have likewise responded with an economic argument. They say closing prisons means a loss of jobs in parts of the state that desperately need them. But there are people who see closing TAMS not as a matter of cost control or economic development, but as a question of human rights.
This is one of those times when economic necessity has yielded a decision that is both morally and practically right.
Lori Jo Reynolds is the organizer of TAMS Year 10, a group of advocates and mothers of inmates. They criticize the isolation and sensory deprivation tactics used at TAMS, which Reynolds says drives prisoners to madness and self-mutilation. Legislators included enough money in their proposed budget to convert TAMS to a medium security prison, but Quinn is not pursuing that option. Reynolds says that would have been unreasonably expensive. I'm Brian Mackey.
Attorneys general from Illinois and Indiana are partnering to find new ways of battling so-called synthetic drugs. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert has more.
The two AGs met this week for a law enforcement summit in Evansville. In an effort to attack the increased use of these drugs as well as the growing threat of small-batch methamphetamine, the focus was interstate partnerships. While K2, spice, and bath salts have been seized from a number of businesses in both states, Indiana AG Greg Zeller says manufacturers are finding new ways of skirting the law.
They're able to alter the chemical composition enough to try to get around those statutes. So I think the idea of making sure that people can't go in and see it on the counter as if it were somehow a legitimate product.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan's Operation Smokeout this year resulted in retailers in 24 counties relinquishing the drugs. Meanwhile, Zeller says more is being done in both states to track the sales of pseudoephedrine, the key ingredient in making meth and limiting the amount of a purchase. And a bill Madigan introduced this year targets the rise of small-batch cooks who obtained small legal amounts of ingredients to make the drug. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
A former campaign fundraiser for imprisoned Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is accused of tax fraud and bribery, but he's free on bond. Very expensive bond. Michael Puente reports.
Raghavir Nayak had no problem coming up with the $10 million for bail. He owned several outpatient surgical centers in the Chicago area and Northwest Indiana, and he put up six of them yesterday. But if that property still leaves him short, Nayak's attorney says his client can offer up more properties. With that, Nayak left the federal courthouse, but not before the judge ordered him to stay in the Chicago metro area. He's scheduled to be back in court next week. Nayak is accused of paying thousands of dollars to physicians to send business his way and lying about the scheme on tax forms. He's pleaded not guilty to 19 charges. A congressional ethics committee is investigating whether Illinois Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. directed Nayak to offer fundraising help for Blagojevich. They want to know whether Jackson did that in exchange for a vacant U.S. Senate seat. I'm Michael Puente.
Dry conditions continue to affect crops in Illinois and Indiana. Illinois state climatologist Jim Angel says central Illinois has some dry spots, but it's the southern part of the state that has really been hit hard by the dry weather. Parched conditions are worsening for much of Indiana, too. A new report lists southern Illinois and southwest Indiana in extreme drought and the vast majority of the two-state region in at least moderate drought. The new U.S. Drought Monitor map released this morning shows counties in the Evansville, Indiana area with the driest conditions. More than 40 of Indiana's 92 counties have implemented open burning bans, with local officials worried about fire spreading quickly from tinder dry grass and vegetation. In sports, St. Louis Cardinals are in Detroit. They're taking on the Tigers at this hour, and they are scoreless in the bottom of the second. The White Sox and Cubs have the day off. You can find more news at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.